The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It was like we were at VidCon. It was a full-on meet and greet, and there's just people everywhere, and I am wasted. And
Billy
I'm holding
has a beer and
like
chant,
three like, tall boys, and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
What is up, friends? Welcome back to Overshare the Podcast. Don't worry. I'm feeling inspired, I think, subconsciously by the topic we're going to be discussing today, but more on that later. I'm Jocelyn, joined by my girl, Lils.
Hey.
You're still going by Lils, right?
No, are you like, you know, I've never like gone by Lils. I feel like I have friends that like lovingly refer to me as Lils, and it was never discussed. It just kind of happens, which is
Did I start that?
The number of people that have asked me that, I'm like, did you start literally like the most basic nickname ever? No, I'm sorry. I think someone came before you. But the fact that my channel is the Lils channel with a Z.
I mean, come on. It has a Z too.
When I tell people that, I'm like, hello, I'm 30, but the Lils channel. And they're like, the Lils? I'm like, with a Z. Yeah, that one. I'm like, cool. Great idea. I wanted it to just be Lily, but no.
Somebody
YouTube
else
wouldn't let me.
Well, does it? Someone already have that? Because the only other Lily I can think of is Lily Singh, and she spells her name differently.
Yeah. No, I think we asked. Then again, it was through Defy, so like, who fucking knows? who did they ask? But they were like, said that it wasn't. I want to say they said it wasn't specific enough, but like, you know, like it was too short. I'm like, nah, I don't
that
think
makes
that's
no sense. That's a lie. We need to revisit that story completely. But I'm glad to have perhaps influenced
you
the
totally
Z,
started
the Z edition. I feel like I could have had something to do with the Z. What's wrong? Oh, Lily's dog is definitely vying for some attention. If
he
you're watching this on
was
YouTube,
just I look over it and he was just.
What are you doing? You rolling around? Oh my God, you're so cute.
Sorry, I got distracted. That was very unlike him. He doesn't usually do this.
He misses his mom.
He's being so cute.
Let's jump into the show. What do you say?
So over it.
What she said.
Okay, Lil, what are you over today?
Oh, I was like, he's bringing me joy right now. Not that part of the show. Got it.
Hi, bud.
No, but I love that you have some joy in your life. I think that's
fantastic.
This
is what he's playing with. I'm holding up if you're watching the video version. This was the squeaker inside of a toy at one point. He just likes to chew on it. There you go.
He's like a real human child who,
enjoy.
Like, you buy them a gift and all they want to play with is the box.
Every time.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my God, you're so cute. What am I over? One thing, I guess two things that have been that plagued my evening last night and the night before. One, and I might have talked about this already, that you have to pay to read news articles online. That you have
yes.
to subscribe to all the news sites. And I'm like, I get it, kind of. And I tweeted about it, and then I got a few sassy responses of people being like, well, how are they going to pay their reporters? Blah, blah. I'm like, how do TV shows function? Like, what are you talking about? You don't pay for, I mean, I guess that's cable, but like advertising money, that's how you pay them. What are you talking
100%.
About?
100%. You know, it's
they
very
didn't
specific.
Used to always have websites.
It's very specifically the ones who want you to pay. It's very specific genre of news, and it's primarily hard news, but also to take a step further, newspapers or companies that used to be newspapers. And I believe it's because they were so late to the game and making the transition to digital that they haven't figured out in the same like sophisticated way online advertising like Apple News or like Yahoo or whatever.
It's so many articles that are like, I want to say I have subscribed to at least, I'm paying for at least six of them now. The one that really get, and they're always ones that it's like an exclusive or something. So I need to read it. Like it's not available anywhere else. But it'll be like the Daily Beast or Business Insider. I definitely pay for.
I pay for that too, and I love it.
And like that's some of them, it's fine. But like some of them, I'm like, I don't need Daily Beast. I'm not reading these full articles, but I'm doing all the Epstein research, and that's like all it is. So I'm like, if I go to one more website, and you can get past the paywall on some of them if you add. I got this hack from Twitter. If you add a period after the com, then it'll go. Like Melissa just said something. Do you have another?
Oh yeah, she said that Apple News now has Apple News Plus.
God, I probably pay for that too. Anything with Apple, the second they're like, "Oh, do you want to pay? You just have to double click the side thing." I do it. I don't even know what I'm paying for at this point. Subscribe to like every movie channel on Apple TV. I do that too. I'll subscribe to like Showtime on multiple platforms because I like can't remember the password to one. And I'm like, I'll just close it later. Do I? No.
That is so good. No, but anyway, I agree with you. It is frustrating, but at the same time,
it just feels like it's the news. So it doesn't feel like you should have, and it's not like $2 a month. Like it's at least $8 was the minimum. And then I guess actually a few were like cheap. If it's like a, what you said, if it's like a newspaper situation, but some of them feel like they're, I don't know.
I pay for Business Insider. Shout out to them. I've always been a fan of them and of Insider. I just think they do really good reporting of our business. And interesting thing for you to look up, the amount of people who leak information to Business Insider about like the digital world and like hot spicy tea is crazy. I'm like, who are these people that are leaking all this information? Amanda Pirelli, the reporter over there, interviewed you and I on the first day on the job, and she is killing it over there right now. She's uncovering so many truths. It's very interesting.
Shout out to her. Whenever I'm reading articles, I'm like finding, like especially while I'm doing all the Epstein stuff, I'm like, I could write a bunch of, like, why didn't I become a journalist? Why didn't I get a real job?
There's still time, Lily. There's still time.
But also, quick scroll. Bloomberg, New York Times, Daily Beast, newspapers.com.
What is that? Is that like all newspapers together under one
it's
website?
It's like an archive, so you can look at old ones, which really came in handy. A bunch of them, and all then some of the court document websites too.
Oh, interesting. Well, you can write them all off, you know, as a part of your taxes, which is some, so you can feel good about doing it.
That's well, and also if I'm like, oh, it's research, it's for work. It feels 100%. Fine. But then I'm like acting like it's monopoly money, and then the next thing I know, I'm paying over $200 a month in news subscriptions.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what are you over?
So I've been over this for a long time, but I don't know whether or not I should say it because I don't want to put any businesses out of business.
Oh, I definitely think that you saying something on this podcast would end them.
Lily, you never know, okay? I just feel like nothing should be dry clean only. I really do. I love my dry cleaner. I think he is the sweetest little old man of all
time.
The
fact you have a dry cleaner is very adult to me.
I mean, who else is going to like clean some of the linens in this home that are dry clean only? I just think you should be able to wash everything at home. I think that I just need to stop honestly purchasing materials that cannot be washed at home because it's so expensive.
Dry clean only.
Well, obviously all my suits. I have a huge suit collection. You know
that.
But
do you wear? I feel like a lot of dry clean only stuff isn't like you don't have to wash it that often because you don't wear it that much.
Well, I should also add on that I have an issue with self-tanner. Like if I'm wearing a suit, it's highly possible that I'm also wearing a tan and the two things do not go well together. So my suit collection, some of like the pillows and stuff in this house are like snobbery, dry clean only. Would have never bought them if I knew that.
See, I buy mine from Target and then when they get kind of gross, then I'm like, I guess I'll throw them away and buy a new one.
Yeah, and that's actually honestly may in some ways be more affordable, not sustainable, but affordable because like dry cleaning is very expensive. Like very expensive. So I just think we need to like get to the level to where it's not a thing anymore.
Wow, you just reminded me that like not too long ago, I didn't have laundry in my apartment and wow, it's such a game changer.
Huge game changer.
Like, I can't imagine having to, like, it was literally like I needed $5 in quarters every time I was going to wash something.
And now there are no quarters because we have a coin shortage. So, like, what are people doing about laundry? Honestly.
Speaking of, can I add another overage?
Sure. You're upset you can't get pennies at the grocery store? What?
I woke up the other morning and it was like 10:15 and I was like, oh, I have 15 minutes to go to McDonald's for McDonald's breakfast before it closes. Well, stop serving breakfast. They used to have it all day, but during COVID, for some reason, that affects whether they can serve pancakes or not. So I get to the fucking McDonald's and I get the drive-thru line. The girl goes, do you have cash? Who the fuck has cash right now?
Most like, places won't take cash because
their system was down and it was cash only. And I'm like, no. So by the time I got there, it was 10:30. So then it wasn't even like I could leave and go to another one. So I didn't get my breakfast.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what we should do? We just should continue you on your own personal journey of making more and more pancakes at home because you're really good at making pancakes at home.
Yeah, but that was a lot of work.
Oh my gosh. To piggyback on my thing, you know what I just remembered? When Defy shut down, I was always in charge of a lot of weird stuff at Clever, including like our wardrobe getting cleaned. I think I left like several $100 worth of clothes at the dry cleaners 2 years ago. Wonder what happened.
I was going to say at the office. I was like, well, I'm still upset about my love sack that died there. Yep, did you throw yours away or sell yours?
No, I sold it. Remember, I brought it home in my Prius.
I remembered that, but I don't know what happened to it. And I wanted it if you still had it.
I ended up selling it because obviously in this home, we don't have space for anything like that. So it was in great condition.
Is that a weird thing to buy used?
No, because you can take the lining off of the outside and you can buy a new one if you want. Like
that's true. If the maybe little, I'll do like, that.
Pillowcase thing, I think you can buy a new one.
I wanted to get another free one, but I think I'm too irrelevant now and they pretty much ghosted me.
LOL. Or my mom could probably make you one. She would love whittling that together for you. And she has a lot of free time right now. So
my mom's about to retire.
Oh, Linda.
She was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm going to have so much time. I've been working my whole life. And I'm like, you can be my research assistant. Want to come clean my apartment?
That would be really cute. I would actually love that. Make a video of it. Well, before we jump into today's hard-hitting topic, which I'm very excited about, what do you say we hear from one of our listeners and viewers? If you guys are new here, we got to let you know that we want you to be a part of the show. So please call in, leave us a voicemail, 3 minutes or less. Give us your name. We like the names. I feel like it doesn't, don't you feel like it helps connect?
Yeah.
The phone number that we have a voicemail at is 562-661-5729. Proud to report, just memorized that phone number for the first time ever. And I barely know my husband's number by heart, so I feel accomplished. Anyways, let's hear what the people are over this week.
Hi, Jocelyn. Hi, Lily. Hi, Melissa. By the way, I am a huge fan of your guys' show. And Melissa, I love all your work. Huge fan, huge fan. What I am over this week is I'm currently a mom of two, a four-year-old and a six-year-old. And they're both obviously not going to school because we're in California and the pandemic is just terrible. And I am so over my kids running around and fighting and not being able to take them out and be normal children. And I'm also going to school trying to get my psychology degree, and I'm doing school at home, obviously. And I am so over trying to get work done, and my kids are fine, and they're just, you know, they're kids. They have so much energy. So that's what I'm over this week.
Wow. Wow. Bless wow. you.
Seriously, to all of the moms out there with the kids at home, especially the little ones, especially my sister pointed out, the ones who are little but too old to take naps, so you never get time off. She's like, that's a real specific type of torture, little kids that won't take naps.
I just think of like how I hate how much noise my neighbors make. And I'm just thinking of like little feet just running across the apartment all the time. I don't know how you do it. I am going crazy by myself. And I think that children would provide some entertainment, but a lot of work.
For sure. And I think, you know, the pandemic is already so challenging on so many levels, but I feel pretty confident saying that for women, especially women with children and women who have jobs or a combination of those two, the pandemic is like really, really affecting the female workforce, because a lot of women are just being forced to choose, like, do I make sure my children know how to read and that they are, you know, not killing each other? Or do I continue my career or pursuing my college degree or whatever? And the fact that you are still doing this, and I could feel a little smile on your face through your voice, is a miracle.
Yeah, well, that's and also, yeah, the ages 4 and 6, I'm not super familiar on napping logistics and age, but
it's possible they're maybe the little one, but maybe not.
Well, just on top of that, like, you have to be like, just as a mom, you're concerned because, like, kindergarten feels like, and preschool too, feels like very formative years to have in person. Like,
100.
The things you're learning isn't like, oh, just read the alphabet. It's like social skills and stuff. So I feel like that's just probably a whole nother added stressor on top of it. But it's like, how exactly are my kids going to turn out?
And my sister was able to, my sister is a mom of like 2 kids almost the same age.
She posted and, the cutest video of them on scooters when they both like put their leg up together.
Oh my gosh. And those 2 kids are just the best, but like they're little kids. They're freaking wild. Last year, my sister was on a Zoom meeting and her daughter physically urinated on her. Okay. My sister is in a meeting and her daughter peed on her. Okay. And then she just had to keep going with human pee on herself because that's what you do. But my sister was fortunate enough that her kids go to a very small, almost like pod style private school. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to go back to school because it's such a like an that's environment how, that's really, really controlled. Teaches.
That's how it is too.
But people who don't have the means to do something like that, my sister is just like, I cannot imagine how I would be able to continue my career. Like, yeah, I don't get
also,
it.
Also, yeah, school? Are you? Oh my God. Like, I can't focus if like one thing is making noise, much less if I had like 2 small human beings begging for my care and attention.
So long story short here, you're an earth angel. We are so sorry that you are going through this, but stay strong, hang in there, because hopefully your children will go to school next year and then you can like get your life back.
Take a breath.
Exactly. Yes. So again, you guys, we want you to be a part of this show. The phone number is 562-661-5729. Give us a call and we would love to like virtually connect with whatever you're over, you know?
Vent your feelings.
Lil, what do you say we jump in to today's topic?
Let's jump right in.
So today we're going to take another little walk down memory lane because nostalgia is like so of the moment. It's like so strong right now. I mean, think not in literally. But I kind of think it is like in pop culture, people love talking about like the 90s and like the style no, of I know, it all.
But I'm like literally nostalgia would be referring to not right now, but
that's OK. You're smart. I get it. That's funny.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about our first concerts slash just like our early music experiences.
Yes,
I am going to blame my parents for just like not listening to music ever, that I definitely didn't grow up going to concerts. And I think my first like real concert that I like bought like a ticket for that was at an actual like concert venue and not like a weird bar where they like had someone come was Katy Perry.
Well, I mean, that's a great way to kick it off.
And
that's
that was crazy. When I was like 21, but like 21 was my first concert.
It makes sense though. Concerts are really expensive, especially like we both grew up in LA. So if you're going to go see someone in concert, tickets can be like $100.
Well, and you'd have to go to LA. So it's like, it's not close. Oh, actually, we'll take it back. I did go to a concert in Ventura. I don't remember where, but it was the Spill Canvas. And I want to say maybe Sugar Cult.
Oh my gosh. That's so 1900s.
It was great. We had a great time.
I love Ventura, by the way. What a cute little beach community.
I feel like it wasn't cute at the time. Like it's cute now. At the time, it was kind of sketchy.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm basically the opposite of you. My parents are very into music. My dad, like his college degree is in music. Did you know that my dad had like a scholarship to college for singing?
I'm not kidding. For singing. I knew he's very musical.
So my family is very, very musical. If you've been following us for a long time, you also know that I was in a very elite handbell choir. True story. I was in a competitive elite handbell choir as a child. But my parents took us to a ton of concerts growing up, but like nothing cool. They were all like this jazz group that's very well known. That was just like, as a kid, you're like, who freaking cares? But they would go to concerts themselves, but they were like, why would we want to take our children to go see this amazing concert? Like, we'd rather go alone without you.
But so like, did you have a concert venue that was close to you?
In Downey, not really. I mean, Downey is very, very close to downtown LA, actually. So like Staples Center is probably the closest, you know, major venue, which is one of the biggest venues like in America, arguably. But there were some smaller ones in Orange County that were like a little venue where like you could see, like there's this place in Orange County that if you were a band like Blink-182 or Fall Out Boy, or you were on Warped Tour, there was a place called and is a place called Chain Reaction. It's disgusting. It's all ages. They don't sell alcohol. I don't think it's ever been cleaned. But like, for example, I saw Fall Out Boy play a secret show there.
And that sounds so fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, but that's when I was older. The first concert I ever had tickets to that were gifted to me by someone else when I was 17 was, and literally, I guarantee you're not going to know who this is. Melissa, our producer, nod your head if you know who this is. Casey and the Sunshine Band. You guys know who that is?
I couldn't tell you a song off the top of my head, but I've heard of them.
I'm trying to even think of a song. They have popular songs. They
definitely feel like there's like at least one big one.
Yes, they had a few hit song. Yeah.
Get down tonight.
So it was super fun because I was old enough.
That feels very much like a concert you would go to.
Yes. And it was really, really fun, mostly just because like my parents like let me go somewhere with a friend by ourselves. And it felt like really adult and amazing. And it was at this venue called The Grove, which is in the parking lot of Angels Stadium in Orange County.
Oh, I was like, The Grove, like the shopping center?
And do you want to know something? You, probably both of you women, have been there because it is the location of one of VidCon's hottest annual parties. And it's the location where you met Grace Helbig and lost your actual mind for the first time. Oh, do you remember
I do
that?
Remember. And Flula was performing.
Yes, exactly. So that was my first concert. But then very quickly after, I got on the circuit, the concert circuit, all right? Because that is when NSYNC was in its heyday. And I mean, me and my sister would wait in line at Ticketmaster because there was no such thing as the internet. You would have to camp out and like sleep in front of Ticketmaster. And I'll never forget, I had moved to college, freshman in college in the dorm. My sister called me middle of the night to be like, we got great seats, or we got a great place in line. We're going to get amazing seats. Sure enough, us and our friends cut to 6 months, 8 months, 10 months later at the NSYNC concert, because that's how it used to work. It was so weird.
I am going to hijack my sister's first concert story. Guess who she saw?
Oh my gosh. Is it someone actually cool, or is it Casey and the Sunshine Band?
O-Town.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
So
are
jealous.
You kidding me?
I'm very, very jealous.
She was Liquid Dreams.
I know all of the songs. All or Nothing.
Was it Trevor? Trevor, or what was the like cute guy?
That was one
of them's name. Trevor.
I feel like I liked one of the ones that was not
Jacob,
cute. And I look back.
Jacob?
Yeah.
Who had a
I
pet
liked
monkey?
Him. And I'm like,
he had a pet monkey.
Great show, great band, great songs. But your sister went. Yeah, she went. She like went during high school. I remember her telling us, like, as she was older, she's like, I really thought at one point, like, I actually genuinely thought if there was some way that she can meet Ashley Parker Angel,
oh my god,
that they would like end up getting married and fall in love.
Yes.
She said that was like a real genuine possibility for her, she thought.
Well, you mentioning O-Town actually reminded me of what I initially planned to talk about on this episode that completely slipped my mind. So growing up in LA, like right outside of LA, you know, the main radio station in town when we were kids was what?
102.7 Kiss FM.
Kiss FM. So Kiss FM would work with a lot of the record labels and like their small up and coming bands to do like mall tours and also tours of local high schools. I don't know how, but Downey High, my alma mater, my high school, got on the list, and probably monthly, Kiss FM would bring people to our school to perform at lunch. And
that's so cool.
It was really, really cool. Some of the groups were really sad, like some were really sad, but I very vividly remember a group that I think ended up getting a few like radio hits called EYC, Express Yourself Clearly. It was a three-person boy band, and they got they were already big, so they got to perform in the gym, and they packed us into the gym. When I say it was basically like a strip show for teenagers, like without being illegal, that's what it was. Like, I felt like it was like Thunder Down Under, but with like clothes on, because they were like, and I remember seeing like the administrators at the school be like, what are we supposed to do right now? They were like performing. They were like performing, but like grabbing people out of the audience. And, you know, in the 90s, like grinding dancing where it's just grinding on each other was huge. That's how everyone, you go to a school dance and it would just be like grinding like 24/7. That's what they were doing. But they were like 21 year olds probably. And we were like 15. And it was a really big deal because we thought same thing. We're like, oh my gosh, so-and-so from EYC totally likes me. LOL. They were grinding on everyone they could get their grinder on probably.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, two of the quote unquote concerts that I went to, I don't remember now. I've looked the same since birth, pretty much. So it's hard to tell. Like I can think of the pictures, but I don't know if it was like on a winter break or if it was during high school. It definitely was when I was drinking. So it had to be past sophomore year. But we went to, it was one of my friend's cousins who actually now is like very successful A&R guy for, he does like Charlie Puth and like works with all these really famous people.
Yeah.
He was a DJ back in the day, and I used to like make videos for him, like for his DJ business. And he would literally I filmed a bar mitzvah that he did one time, but he would do these like little concerts that he would get a venue such as Sagebrush Cantina. That's in Calabasas, if anyone's familiar, but it's like a Mexican restaurant that's like mostly outside. I can now only picture it as the place that we went to go see E40 perform.
Stop, Lily. You keep saying you haven't been to concerts. E40? Legendary. Yeah.
I have pictures with E40 because I knew the guy that put it on. So he brought us up to like the VIP area, aka like the green room where E40 was hanging out. So I have pictures of E40. I would like you all to know that this was schoolgirl themed. I will tell you, even if I was in college, I was not 21. So this whole concept is just all of me and my friends in like little skirts and like white button downs with like our bras showing.
And you're super probably like definitely underage. Yeah. So for sure. Illegal.
At this like rap concert where it's like literally like the whitest people you've ever seen. Ever. And then E40, like Bay Area, throwing like fizz faces around. And it was just all a blur. In addition to a picture with E40 where he is literally blowing smoke out of his mouth because he was smoking a blunt, we have pictures with another guy that was in the room who was like,
oh, like, hey, girls, like, nice to meet you, blah, blah.
He's the singer of Crazy Town.
Stop. Come, my lady.
Yes, which sings Butterfly. Stop. You're my butterfly. Only hit.
I could literally picture his face in my mind right now. And
he was on Celebrity Rehab, I believe.
Yeah, he was on some heavy drugs.
This was probably when he was on the heavy drugs.
Oh my gosh. So but here's the thing.
Photo with him.
You grew up in a very celebrity infused, like peripheral sort of thing. Cause like you met a man
at 40 in Crazy like, Town though. Like that is the most random shit ever. I don't even know how he had the contact to get E40 there. The one other one, which was actually
they were doing much at the time. Were
no,
they?
It was like when it was really like that was their heyday. I know at least. Like, I know the words to at least 5 E40 songs.
Okay, then, yeah.
The album I have on no my perception Facebook of time. Is called Hoes on... There's a song called I'm the Man. And it was Hoes on my dick because they know I'm the man was the lyrics to that. And that was something we sang along to.
When you were, like, 15 as well. Yeah, exactly.
The other big one was not at Sagebrush Cantina because that was a little far away. It was a little more local. And actually, this is weird because I haven't thought about it since. But it was at Borderline.
Oh,
which
gosh,
actually
yeah.
was the place that got involved in the shooting, which was,
yeah, that was
the
so
same
sad.
Week that like all of Thousand Oaks was on fire.
Yeah, that
I literally
was
getting text messages. And I'm like, great. So like home is just... ruined.
A mess. That's so sad.
But before that, Borderline Bar and Grill, it's right off the freeway. And it's definitely like they had an underage night that high schoolers would go. But otherwise, it's like also to context, Westlake / Thousand Oaks is like a West, like an old, it used to be an old Western town. So it's yes. like the people that were there in the beginning are literal cowboys. So it's definitely an interesting crowd at Borderline, but that it's like a country bar, which made it very odd that we saw Schwayze there.
Schwayze. Oh my gosh. Isn't that him and Cisco Adler were friends, right? They had like a duo together or was Schwayze?
You're correct. I'm now yes. having a flashback though, because I think was
Cisco Adler was probably
thing?
There.
No, because I'm thinking I wouldn't have been like trying to get front row for Schwayze. And I remember me and my friend Marcel were like elbowing our way to the front. I don't know how this happened. This was like the craziest. This is literally unlocking the memory as we're talking about this. Guess who was there?
It had to have been Misha Barton.
The fucking Ying Yang Twins.
Okay. You come into this episode saying,
I forgot.
Didn't really have a concert. And then you have E40, the Ying Yang Twins, and effing Schwayze. And I'm like Casey and the Sunshine Band. What the hell?
I totally forgot about the Ying Yang Twins, but I just remember that me and Marcel like elbowed our way to the front and ended up dancing with these creepy old guys because we were like, well, I mean, like, got it, I guess, if we want to be up front. Meanwhile, they're singing like Wait the Whisper song. I'm like, oh my God.
The Ying Yang Twins, where are they?
I don't know, but I can vividly remember my sister picking us all up and we were wasted.
Oh my gosh. Your childhood was way cooler. And then like you initially started off saying Katy Perry was your first concert, like your first big concert. How many people do you know in the real world who are like, and then I met her twice?
That the Katy Perry thing was very full circle and amazing, but I'm kind of curious now when like the E40 concert was.
I haven't thought about E40 for a long time either.
Schwayze, I think, made sense because he is from like he sings about the 818, like he's from
yes.
the area. But Ying Yang Twins, that was
they're not from your area. I don't think
they're from like Atlanta.
Yeah, I think so. They're definitely Southern. Definitely.
Could you tell? We were like, I think my high school was just, despite being literally the whitest area ever, was very into like gangster rap. Like Bay Area rap too. Who was the, we also saw The Pack one time.
I don't know who that is.
Got my pants on, but they look like sneakers.
Oh, of course. I know that song. Definitely. Oh my gosh. That's incredible. You have a very good track record.
So, but yeah, then, a lot of random rap concerts but when I was like 19.
One of my first concerts that I went to in college, because my school had an arena where people would play, was De La Soul, which you probably don't remember. You're probably too young. And a new group called the Black Eyed Peas, who had just added a girl to the group. They added a girl.
Funky.
And I remember being like, oh my gosh, she's so cute and cool. And then I found out she was on Kids Incorporated, which was one of my favorite shows when I was a child. Did you not know that? Like you're having your mind blown. Also, Jennifer Love Hewitt was on the show.
What was Kids Incorporated?
And AC Slater. It was Kids Incorporated. It was kind of like Mickey Mouse Club. Where they would like, do dancing it, and singing.
But I didn't watch it. I remember it like coming on and like that's when I would turn off.
Because I was probably barely of age to like really catch it. You were probably like on the way younger level, I would imagine. Or you were seeing reruns or something. Because all of those people are like definitely older than me for sure. But Kids Incorporated was an absolute classic. And like I said, like even like A.C. Slater, Jennifer Love Hewitt, is her name Stacy? Is that her name? Fergie? Stacy Ferguson?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. And they were really, really good. But let's be real, like over the course of our time as adults, you and I have gone to some really like really amazing concerts. What would you say is your most memorable concert that you and I have ever been to?
Oh, Halsey.
You guys.
It was the best night of my life.
Lily and I were fully out of control by the time we got to this concert. I had had 3 glasses of Pinot Grigio.
And then my problem with concerts, I've probably said this before, but since I only drink beer, they usually do like tall boy situations. So I'll always get 2. And I'm like, I get 2 because then I won't have to get up and get another one. But then I always drink both of them. And I'm like, oh, shit, I need more. And then when you go back for seconds, you're like, well, I might as well get 2 so I don't have to come back. But I always fucking go back like multiple times. And by the end of it, I've had like 8 tall boys and I don't remember anything.
So Lily gets us tickets to this concert. You bought the tickets. We didn't like get hooked up with them.
No, and I don't. I think they were expensive too.
And Lily's like the kind of person.
It was that we got something. Something was canceled. We were supposed to go on a trip and like last minute, it was like, oh, that's not happening. And I was like, can we go to Halsey?
So Lily buys these tickets last minute to Halsey. And I'm like, of course, I want to go with you. I love her. This is like right when she was really starting to blow up. So it was a smaller venue. And Lily's also the kind of person that like low-key snobbery with concerts. Like if she's not front row and center, like she doesn't want to be there at all. Am I wrong? If she's not VIP, she's not there.
No, that not always true. But like, yeah, I mean, if I'm not going to be able to like touch the artist,
if she's not going to be able to get a bead of the artist's sweat on her own body, she doesn't want to go.
It's kind of like the waiting in line idea. Like it's not that like, I'm too good to wait in line. It's just like, I'd rather not wait in line at all.
Yeah. So Lily bought us these really great tickets. And when we get there, we're like, oh, this show, it's sold out, like which it was. And we're just so grateful we had the opportunity to go. We went out to dinner and got drinks beforehand. And when we get there, you guys, no one was sitting in our row. Okay.
No, even there were some, but they like left early. Wait, you left out a key that we ran into, or I knew that Zach Campbell, who had as a guest on the show, Zach and Kenny were also at this concert, and we were all on the floor, but there was like where the cameras and stuff are in the middle. Separated us. So they're on one side, we're on the other. So we had been texting, we knew where each other were, but finally I think we waited for like the opener to end. And then we go out to like, there's a big gap between like the next section of the floor. So we go out. Zach is very recognizable and very, very loud. So when it's him and Kenny next to each other, then us next to each other, and we had a lot of audience overlap at the time. Guys, I've never like, trust me, especially now, I don't go anywhere that anyone knows who I am. They literally like move out of the way. At this concert, I think concerts also is when we do end up meeting a lot of our fans. It was like we were at VidCon. It was a full on meet and greet. And there's just people everywhere. And I am wasted. And I
really have a beer and
like three tall boys. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
So there's literally pictures of like me and Lily, and she's just holding 2 beers, and there's like fans surrounding her.
It was trying to like hold one behind a ticket. We still worked for Clever at the time, so I was still trying to be.
It was actually so fun. And Lauren Jauregui came out and performed with her, and that was like a transcendent moment because obviously we love Lauren too.
Okay, I almost cried.
But everyone in our row left. So I wish you still had the videos because we were like deep into Snapchat at the time. And we were like doing this weird dance move where we would just like shimmy from side to side all the way up and down the row. That was probably Lily, the only time outside of a festival like Coachella where I felt like I had the space to like feel the music.
That usually I feel like we'll sing along at concerts, obviously, but we were like, I would be so embarrassed if someone else filmed us because we probably looked so stupid.
But it was so fun. And oh my gosh, I'm so happy for Halsey that she's birthing a child. She also seems really happy.
It was like a small venue. It was like a
was
giant
it like the
one.
Forum? It was like yeah. the Forum.
Yeah.
Whatever. It feels small, Lily, when you're in the first row, okay?
No, but like, that was, and just, I ended up seeing Halsey a few times in concert, that same tour, every time. She's so good live.
She has a great, like, soul piercing
and
voice.
She didn't, it's not like she does a whole lot either. It was like all on the same kind of set situation, but
she's,
it was amazing.
She gives off a lot of energy for someone who's not doing like full on choreography. And I feel like that's a talent in and of itself.
I was just as captivated during her performances that I was during Pink, who I saw. Mike, see, I think I made up for lost time. I've gone to a lot of concerts over the last like 5 years, probably, but Pink was a great one.
I also, the last few that I'll throw out there is I went to the Dirty Tour, I think it was called, which was Christina Aguilera co-headlining with Justin Timberlake. And I mean, Christina Aguilera's Dirty era was like, the most, as like a young woman,
that's even
was
like, that's like beautiful fighter.
Oh my gosh. I mean, dirty. It made me feel like I wanted to like fight filthy. Someone going to her concert. And then I also went to when Justin Timberlake
have all the songs just playing in my head right now.
Co-headlined the tour with Pink. And it was when she first started doing all her acrobatic, I'm dangling from the ceiling. And like, I mean, I had never seen anything like that in my life. And I mean, they were all so young then too, because I'm about their same age. And we were like, I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are my age. I need to get it together.
Pink is so like the stuff she does during that concert or any concert she does now. I'm like, I would be impressed by like acrobats doing this.
But singing not, at the yeah, same
like,
time.
You're also singing and like, this isn't your profession. Like you're just like, I want to do this. And then that time she fell.
Oh, I know. I think about that sometimes. Ugh. It's actually terrifying. But who have you not seen ever that you want to see in concert? That's a tough one because you've been to a lot of concerts. I feel like that's a good like end beat.
And I was going to go back to like during college, I had an entire other phase of concerts where in Arizona.
Like DJs?
Yes. Because Arizona was like a huge place that all the DJs would go.
Yes,
and
it's close to Vegas.
Well, and we would go to Scottsdale and Scottsdale would pay like the clubs.
The club scene in Scottsdale is actually like rivals LA.
It's actually really good. And it's just like I think just the environment of like people. I'm I think even when Megan came with me one time, because
that's like
birthday,
all there is to do there is just go to parties.
We literally got out of the car in Scottsdale during the day on a Saturday, and Megan was like, "What are all these people doing here? What's going on?" I was like, "It's Saturday.
Day parties." Yeah.
But my friend was the talent booker for a few of the clubs that would get the big, and they have like a lot of money to spend. They pay like 50 grand
huge
to have
budgets.
Them come.
Yeah.
And we all would get he'd have a bunch of tickets. He'd be like, hey guys, here are your wristbands. Here are your things for tonight. So I have tons of pictures behind, like we're just literally hanging out in the DJ booth with like Alesso. And I mean, a bunch
That's
of people now
crazy.
That I like don't listen to, but I feel like I've probably seen more DJs than I even remember. And ones that people were like super into. And we just like had casual tables right next to them.
That's so crazy. I don't know if I've had as much of an like EDM experience because I don't think it existed when I was
it was
in
definitely
college.
Really like in its heyday. I feel like it had gone really mainstream during my college days. Avicii was one of the big RIP.
I know. RIP so sad.
That was one of the big like first EDM concerts I went to, and it was one of the best times of my life.
It's all foreshadowing for your future lover relationship with Zed, because I feel like you guys are going to be soulmates. I've said it so many times, you and that like adorable elf of a man are going to like potentially procreate together. He just seems so fun, and he would appreciate you and treat you like a queen.
We'll see.
Love him.
Last one I'll say that I have pictures from that I think are still like, I'm surprised I don't still use them as my profile pictures because it's just the most fun I've ever looked. it's like in just this massive crowd. It was at the probably LA Historic Park. Swedish House Mafia had their last concert, and it was just thousands of people. And I have these pictures where I'm on my friend's shoulders and our other friend was like a football field away and like taking pictures, and it's just me and a crowd of people being like,
That's so fun. That's living like so my dreams. Free and amazing. I was actually just trying to think of like, who do I want to see in concert that I haven't seen?
I couldn't even.
Because I regret not seeing like Prince and Mike. Because Prince was doing like probably, I don't know, what was it, 10 years ago? He was doing this thing where he was like the first artist to come back and perform at the Forum here in LA. And he performed like every day at the Forum for like a month or something crazy. And I really regret never going. Dana went with a friend. And of course, you know, she got invited to like the private after party or something where it was like her and Prince and like three other people.
Naturally.
Just princing it up. But like, I want to see Janet Jackson if she ever tours again, because I've never seen her live.
That's, and I'm still devastated about the Spice Girls.
Oh my gosh, I would love to see them. And then I've also never seen Madonna. And I just feel like that's like a life experience that I want to have, like just in life.
Do you know what I'm actually really sad about? Which maybe one day. Brit.
Well, I saw you haven't seen her ever.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm really like sad I didn't get a Vegas.
Yeah, show. I went to Vegas and saw her there. And then my last one is Shania Twain. I've never
I'm
seen her.
I'm surprised you haven't. Did she like, do any?
Yeah, she was on tour before all of this. Oh. COVID stuff. And I feel like since we're friends, like
Jocelyn interviewed her one time and it was on Facebook Live or something. And yeah, it was Jocelyn on her, says it was on her face.
Yeah, I was on her Facebook. It was when her album came out because she took a 20-year break.
Jocelyn still has access to the Facebook.
And it was like she was one of the most damn to earth people I've ever interviewed for that long.
I'm just picturing, what if Joss like suddenly had just like a breakdown and like got super drunk and went on Shania Twain's Facebook and started posting
was like,
shit.
Hey guys, follow me.
Let's go, girls.
But she was so cool. And she like, she totally like went along with all of my silly antics and like went deep. And I just love her. I just really, let's go, girls. I like that.
I'm trying to think of any like people that I listen to consistently that I'd want to see live that I haven't. I don't.
Jesse McCartney.
That's weird because Lisa and I just had a really long conversation about him recently. I want to say Justin Bieber, but is he good live?
Amazing. I've
technically
seen him in concert.
I think I saw him. Didn't he come out with at Coachella?
He did. He came out with Billie Eilish, but I don't know.
Or he came out with Ariana.
Oh, with Ariana. Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, yeah, nothing really comes to mind. Like Maggie Rogers is the first person that came to mind, but I've seen her like three times.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, I mean, obviously like Lizzo, I would love to see again when she headlines Coachella.
You mean just the Lizzo concert that happened to take place in India?
Yeah, exactly. We saw so many random like celebrities and like friends there that were like as emotional as we were about how fun that was.
I don't think you understand what it was like the next weekend.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Anyways, if you guys are listening, if you're watching, I'm so curious. I would love to hear like what your first concert was and like who you were with. If you have any photos, please send them to us. We will be sharing on our socials. And yeah, I feel like this is just like brought up so many positive memories for me.
I'm just going to go listen to some Ying Yang Twins now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, on that note, let's finish this thing.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
It's time to say goodbye, Lil. What brought you joy this week? Anything in particular? Besides this moment, what we're sharing, obviously.
What did I do this week?
I can go while you think of something because I have it right here with me.
Yeah, go.
So I haven't had a manicure or pedicure since my wedding, which was now a year and a half ago, basically. And I'm turning into like a clawfoot human being. But my sister recently, I looked at her nails and I was like, did you get a manicure? Because your nails look amazing. And she was like, no, I found these stickers at like CVS or something that are those like nail stickers. And I was like, oh yeah, I've tried all those. They suck. She's like, no, these look like a gel manicure. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll try it. I actually brought them out, not Spawn. This is called Dashing Divas Gloss. It literally, if I can do it, anyone can, because I'm the beauty guru failure, as we all know. I put these stickers on my nails and they lasted at least 2 weeks. Gorgeous. and flawless. And the best part is that when you want to take them off, unlike gel nails, which take like a village to get off, just get them a little wet, steamy steam, peel right off. And they look amazing. So Dashing Divas Gloss. I love you very much.
What a name.
Oh, they're also cruelty-free and vegan. So that's good. Anywho, big fan over here. Big fan.
Oh my God.
Are you distracted by the excitement?
Yes. Like you're so excited about it. I don't know. I'm like trying to look around the room. What have I done besides sleep this week? It brought me joy that I have something new to watch. I have a new series, but I would say that for the first time, it's like usually when people are like, oh, it's not like a lot to watch all at once when it's like murder, serial killer documentaries. And I'm always like, oh my God, no, give me more. Woody Allen.
It's only been
weekly episodes.
Pharaoh versus Pharaoh or something?
Allen versus Pharaoh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was texting my manager about it and we were both just like, it's like,
too gross.
I want to watch it because it's interesting and I want to know, but like, oh my God, like even when they don't get to the parts that are like graphic, you're like,
like, is it a documentary or is it a series that's like, actors?
Oh no, it's a documentary and they interview the pharaohs and it's just,
that's it, very...
like, he's so creepy.
I haven't watched it, but I did see Ronan Farrow tweet out that like something about the truth is the truth and now everyone will know or something like that.
I mean, one of the most alarming, there's two parts that really stood out to me, but one of them was that Mia Farrow finds out about him being with the adopted daughter by finding like very suggestive, like she's like, as if I just opened like a Hustler magazine, Polaroids he had taken of her in his office. Just found them.
That's the thing that's so crazy is like, so this is their daughter that they adopted, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's their daughter though. When you adopt someone, it's like your child. So
stuff is weird. Like he adopts,
he gets a weird pass.
The other one too. But then because he like has like been adopted, grooming them for years, like it's he disgusting. Was grooming the other, like the actual daughter too. Oh my God, it's so gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's disgusting. If you say it's bad, I absolutely probably could not watch it. So I'm just going to need to read a synopsis because I'm hoping to sleep at some point in 2021.
I feel like usually it's like, I like the investigative parts of stuff. So I'm like, oh wow, like that's fucked up. Like that's so crazy. You can't believe that. This, it's like, I don't
too
want
sad.
To believe
it's
that.
Too sad.
That's so, oh my God, like it's just, you don't
sad.
Even have to get graphic for it to be very uncomfortable.
Well, I will say I'm glad that you have a new series to
so
watch.
Not joy, but it brought me distraction from the rest of my lack of joy.
I think that you should just start watching Grey's Anatomy again. I think that would probably bring you more joy. Start from season one.
I chose
one.
A really uplifting one to binge in the meantime. I rewatched The Night Of.
Oh.
Not uplifting at all. It was very dark, but it's really good. Highly recommend.
Okay, well, I also think you should just watch Gilmore Girls. I think
you just
should get
got
on
like,
that train.
Way louder in my ear.
Oh. Well,
I don't know if that weird. Was my headphones or
interesting. Well, Lil, it's been a journey. It's been a real treat hanging out with you today. And it's been a treat hanging out with all of you guys who are listening. Please do us a favor and subscribe to this podcast. Rate us 5 stars if you feel like that's where your spirit's leading you. And also write us a review. It only has to be short.
Wait. I do have something that brought me joy. I've never laughed as hard at a YouTube video in my life. I forgot because I only watched it like 8 hours ago. Oh my God. I need you guys to go on YouTube. This isn't necessarily like a specific one. I'm sure they're all funny. I got recommended a video of a like hacker that was fucking with a scammer. That's like the ones that like try and do. And someone tried to do this to me one time when I was selling furniture on Craigslist or something where they send you, they're like, hey, I'm going to send you a cashier's check. They send you like 25 grand, but then they need you to return 24,000.
Yeah, it's all fake. Yeah.
Because then they like cancel the check and then you just lost 24,000.
Yeah.
So it's this guy that literally is like talking to them, but he's hacking their computer at the same time. And he's talking as if he's a grandma Oh my God. The guy should just be a comedian because he's like, oh yes, honey. Yes. And it's like the name on the screen he's hacking is like Provolod or something. It's some hard to pronounce. She goes, Provolod, is that you? Are you still there, honey? And then the guy keeps saying that his name is Kevin. She's like, then who's Provolod? It's literally like a 25-year-old guy doing it. His old lady voice is spot on. I think I watched this for 25 minutes and I was cracking up because they get so upset and the hacker or the scammer ends up screaming at them because they'll like delete all of their files and their entire computer.
Yep. And you know what else I've been thinking is that now with iPhone's new update where you can silence any calls from like anyone who's doing telemarketing. I don't know if you guys have that in your update yet. I was like, scammers must be having the worst time scamming people right now because they can't even get through.
Did you see my post kind of recently? It was one of my sister's friends. I reposted. She had gotten a call that claims that it was from her mom's phone number. And it was like
creepy
saying that something was like she needed to transfer money because her mom was in jail or I don't know something that it usually it's like they try and trick old people.
Yeah.
But this now was like, trying with no, it people. Came from her caller ID. And
that's creepy. I hadn't heard that. Good to know. Wow. We are just informing the world right now.
But
we are
bringing the word to catching the and hacking scammers. Highly recommend looking it up. I've never had something bring me such just pure joy that was so unexpected.
Oh, I love that for you. I'm happy for you.
I love seeing people that are screwing other people over just really get fucked.
Oh, the world is a better place. Just karma. Like that. You guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here and going on this journey with us. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.